what is mine, it can't be changed.
Mm-hmm.
But you could use the phrase, I have heard use that way. He stayed in his way.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be changed.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard using that.
And if you're arguing with somebody like that, you might say, well, don't be so
certain.
What about a kind of person that loses his temper all the time, loses his temper if the least thing goes wrong?
Well, you'd say he is awfully high-tempered.
Mm-hmm. Would you use anything else?
Awfully high-tempered.
What about what if he was high-tempered? You might say, well, and he did sort of lose his temper, like, you know, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he would get so.
I didn't know he was that kind of not person.
You might say, well, I didn't know that. I shouldn't have said that. I didn't know he would get so. You might say, I didn't know that person would get quite this
fractious or excitable. Temper, you know, well, you can get excited and have a high temper.
Mm-hmm. If someone's about to lose his temper, you might tell them, well, that's just
about lost his mind.
Yeah. If you wanted him to be easy about it, you might say, well, don't worry about it.
Just calm down. Calm down. Be quiet.
You might say, keep
your feet.
Keep calm.
Okay. That's right.
How would you say keep calm?
Right.
Keep calm. Calm.
Calm, yes. You say, keep calm or quiet.
What if you've been working real hard, you might say
you're very tired.
What if you work real, real hard, and you're just so tired you can hardly stand it, you might say, well,
I'm awfully tired.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person has been, I'm going to take off this tape because it's almost off.